Powered by Learfield, this is the Georgia Southern Sports Network.
Final score here from Hanerfield House as Georgia Southern defeats FIU 81-74, a final in overtime. Joined now by our player of the game, setting a career high with 20 points, 6 of 8 from the floor, 1 of 3 from long range, 7 of 10 from the line to go along with 8 rebounds and 3 assists. Tonight's player of the game, Maya Burns, the junior out of North Augusta, South Carolina. Take us through, Dare, towards the end, especially in overtime. You're the one going to the line. What's going through your mind in overtime trying to seal this game?
I'm just thinking that it's now or never. You got to go ahead and finish strong. We didn't want to go into another overtime. We wanted to go ahead and finish it. So just be strong, be aggressive, finish strong.
Had a 13-point lead at one point in this game. What was the biggest thing that changed for you guys being able to take back the lead towards the end?
Well, the 13-point lead showed us that we're capable of beating this team. We could have beaten worse, but we just started having careless mistakes to not taking care of the ball. But when it came down to it, we just had to remember that we got this and just focus in.
With a career-high 20 points, there's got to be something working. What was it today?
Honestly, I just – at first half, I was looking more to pass the ball, get my teammates involved. And then that kind of opened things up for me more in the second half than after I started passing more in the first half. So then the second half still started opening up for me. I just had to take advantage of it, knock down my shots.
Later on this week, you guys will head to California for a couple of games out in San Diego. How excited are you for the trip out to the West Coast?
Oh, we're really excited. It's going to be fun. Good team bonding time. Time to go get some more wins. We're looking forward to it.
Maya, congratulations. 20 points on the board tonight, 8 rebounds as well, a career high with 20 points. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Once again, that's Maya Burns. We're going to be joined by head coach Anita Howard here in just a few moments, but a final score. Again, Georgia Southern gets the victory over head coach Anita Howard, 81-74 over FIU. It took overtime, but at the end of the day, Georgia Southern finishes off and starts 3-0 on the season. It's joined now by Eagle head coach Anita Howard. And, Coach, you go back through this ball game and it was a hard-fought game, especially in the second half. You guys were up by 13 with about 7.5 minutes to go in the third. FIU battles back, ties the ball game up, takes the lead early in the fourth quarter. What was the biggest thing that you guys had to readjust late in that ball game?
We talked about just not taking our foot off the gas. Excuse me, I know I sound like a, like I've been, you know, I don't know. My voice is gone. That's a great ball team, though, FIU. But we talked about not taking our foot off the gas, not getting too comfortable and complacent with what we had built. And I think that's what we did. We got a little complacent. We relaxed a little bit, and they came out and attacked us. I thought we did a really good job of taking away their three ball, but then we didn't do a good job of containing them because they start, you know, going downhill and getting to the basket. And I thought we gave up our ground a little bit too much there. So hats off to them. I told Jessica that the coach, they're gonna do some good things in their conference.
We just talked to Maya Burns, finished with 20 points on the game, 7 of 10 from the free throw line, a lot of that coming in overtime towards the tail end of the game. What did it say about her? We just talked to her saying that in the first half she was looking to pass. Now she was trying to try to get downhill and get to the basket. What's the biggest part of her game?
She got to shoot more. She was 6 of 8 from the field, which is insane numbers for her. But we do want her to shoot more because she's capable of shooting great shots and making great shots. But I'm super proud of her because in the clutch time, she came up. And not just the free throws, I mean the steals in the press. I mean, she's a long defender. She's really active. I know she was tired. She got poked in the eye. But that's what a coach wants to see is when you hit adversity, when you're down and out, you know, I thought our bench stayed in it. Maya put on a really good show for her player, her teammates.
What's the biggest message to this team? Late in the fourth quarter, you've had to fight through a lot in the third and fourth quarters of this game. What's the message to this team to finish this bill?
You know, this is our house. This is Hanner. Hanner's been good to us, and as of today, is still good to us. And so I told our ladies to relax. You know, this is our game. You know, we weren't down by a lot. We were up at one at one point. And just take our time, you know. I thought we had got kind of lax on defense. And so I said, hey, like we defend in practice, I want to see that defense here on the court tonight. And we stepped it up.
I know being around you, you wanted to win this one in regulation, but going into overtime against an FIU team, like you talked about, a really good ball club, how does that help you going throughout the rest of the season?
Yeah, of course. I wasn't nervous, but, you know, I thought Deja was going to hit that shot. That's something that she hits all the time. I felt like the overtime would go to us because we had the bodies. I thought we had warmed down a little bit. But it just shows that we can push through. We can push through. We can execute. One of our words for the game was being disciplined, to guarding the actions that we knew FIU were going to run. And discipline won us the game.
You get a fun trip coming up later on this week. You head out to San Diego, California for a couple of games, one against San Diego State on Saturday, San Diego Christian coming up on Monday. What's the biggest focus on this? And I know it's a fun trip, but I know you're talking to the team. You still got two business trips.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a business trip. But I tell you what, this plane ride and getting up at 4 a.m. is going to be much sweeter with this win. So I definitely would take that. But, yeah, it's a business trip. We're going to have some fun. We're going to, you know, show the young lady some Cali-style eating and we're going to get out and see the town a little bit and take Simone and Deja back home and see, you know, just how they live. But it is a business trip. We got a strong San Diego State, which is going to look a little similar to FIU. But I think FIU now has prepared us for a San Diego State.
How does 3-0 sound?
It sounds lovely.
Coach, congratulations on the victory. Congrats on 3-0, and we'll talk out in San Diego.
Thanks, Colin.
Once again, that's head coach Anita Howard after a victory over the FIU Panthers in overtime. Final score 81-74. That'll wrap things up for us here from the live from the Vive broadcast table as Georgia Southern gets the victory 81-74 over FIU. For all involved, for Chad Jackson and sports information, this is Colin Lacey saying so long, everybody, all across the Georgia Southern Sports Network, powered by Learfield.
You've been listening to Georgia Southern with